Hi there. I'm author and radio host Vicky Sola, welcoming you to Persuasic Radio Unearthly Comedy. I invite you to escape with me into the bizarre dimension of Persuasic County, where wackiness rules. The laughs begin when I morph into my alter ego, radio DJ Nikki Rodriguez, and clash with the zany alien canine humanoid Gnisi. And now, I turn it over to my other self, Nikki, and the gang. In our last episode, Earned My Red High Tops, stranded earthling Nikki Rodriguez narrowly won a nail-biter of an election. She will succeed Zig Gnisi as Great Gizzy Galumpagus of Persuasic County.
We have reports that crowds have gathered outside the soon-to-be former Great Gizzy Gnisi's St. Boglethorpe Park mansion, where Nikki Rodriguez resides.
I don't like the sound of soon-to-be former Great Gizzy.
Well, Zig, you better start getting used to it.
At least I'm still gonna be Persuasic County Quality of Life Commissioner, and the egg is really just gonna be a figurehead. I'm still gonna run junk, but from behind the scenes. Why are you looking at me like that, Ig? Come on, we better go outside and greet our snitizens. But first, I gotta run upstairs and change into a new dirty t-shirt. And fine citizens of this wonderful county of Persuasic. We are all assembled here for a very momentical occasion where me and the Ig will make our political speech and tell yous all what we're gonna accomplish in my new term. I mean, her new term as Great Gizzy Galumpagus, hereby stinking again shortened to Great Gizzy to conservate vowels and consonants.
Hey, Director, I should be speaking.
Ig?
That would be Nikki.
It would be if I was gonna call you that, but it won't be, cause I ain't.
Zig, I think you should be more respectful to Nikki now that she's gonna be Great Gizzy.
It's just a formal formality, Fleeglossity. Ig will get her chance to speak tomorrow at her inordination.
That's inauguration.
That's what I stinkin' said. Yes, guys, almost stinking ready. Can't be late to the Ig's lousy inordination. You ready, Ig?
Yes, I am. And that's Nikki.
Jeez, you sound a bit too sure of yourself. Wait till you're in the job for a while.
I actually can't wait. And Grandma, Dr. Idnes, and I are just about ready to go.
Yeah. Well, just about ain't really good enough.
Zig, I realize you're in a bad mood because you don't like thinking of yourself as the lame duck Great Gizzy. You know, a has-been.
Will you get the lousy door, Fleeglossity? I still gotta go upstairs and find another new dirty t-shirt to wear.
Okay, Zig.
Well, stinkin', get it already, Fleeglossity, will ya?
All right, Zig, I'm getting it already. Hey, this is weird, Zig. Ain't nobody there. Zig? Zig?
He's already upstairs, Flea.
Bimbus again. It's his guy's fault. You're making me nervous. Flea Glossity, stinking help me up already. Flea Glossity.
I'll get it while Flea scrapes you off the floor.
No need to be snarkastical, Ig. Well, get it already, Ig.
Why, Professor Wallbang, Ms. Rodriguez, I am calling upon you this somewhat overcast, gloomy morning to merely on behalf of myself and the staff of our esteemed Persuasic Superhero Academy express our utter astonishment not only at your unanticipated swift recovery from your rather severe head injury sustained due to your own sheer incompetence, but in addition, your perilously narrow and unexpected victory over the surprise party. I do believe that congratulations, no matter how unenthusiastic, are in order. Thank you, I think. And Ms. Rodriguez, as you've just mentioned the concept of thinking, you would do rather well to begin thinking, that is, to employ your seemingly perpetually underutilized gray matter more than you previously have been doing.
I resent.
Also, I must remind you that your so-called political triumph and new title, short-lived as they may prove to be, neither absolve you of financial responsibility for damages to our school property caused by your rather glaring ineptitude, nor do your new circumstances allow you to dishonor the contract you signed quite willingly, legally committing yourself to attending and thereby financing a full load of classes for this entire academic year. Good day, Ms. Rodriguez. I really must go now. Oh, and here, this item, an ornate cane of some sort, was propped up against the bricks out here. There appears to be a gift card attached. Good day. Yeah, thanks. Good day yourself.
Who was that, Ig?
Name's Nikki.
You're telling me you were at the door? Don't get intelligent with me.
Dr. Gnisi, that was Professor Wallbang. You know, from the Superhero Academy.
Oh, him.
And he handed me this, fancy cane. There's a gift card attached. Addressed to you.
Give me that!
A present! A present! How exciting!
The card says this will help you limp through your new life as a lame duck. Enjoy! And it ain't signed!
And looky, Zig, there's a button on the top. Press it! A lame duck quacking cane. What a novelty! Wonder where they found that.
There's smoke coming out of his ears. Real smoke.
What's going on?
Someone left this gift for Zig. A lame duck quacking cane. And he's real mad.
Smoke's coming out of his ears. Real smoke. And it set off the fire alarm.
I got me an idea. I'll be right back.
Stinking how dare you, Freeglossity? How dare you dump a whole lousy bucket of ice-cold water on my noggin?
Smoke was coming out your ear, Zig. Lots of it. You even set off the fire alarm.
That's 'cause I was mad! And now I'm even more mad at all of yous!
Dr. Ganesi, Flea was just trying to help you.
I'm worse than stinking embarrassed by that stupid cane!
You'd rather the fire department come and haul you out of here with smoke pouring out of your ears? That wouldn't embarrass you.
Shut up, Egg. I got news for all of yous. I ain't going to your lousy inordination.
Zig, you gotta go.
No, I don't.
But you're supposed to swear me in.
I'll more likely swear at ya.
But we're supposed to have a smooth, orderly transition of power.
Stinkin' says who?
Says our county's constitution.
Since when did you become an expert on that junk?
Since I began running for office, that's when.
Well, I don't give a deck of vlex. I ain't going, and yes, can't make me.
Dr. Gnisi, please reconsider this. How can Nikki even try and change the law so that you could be permitted to run again if you violate this county's constitution?
Yeah, Alexandra is right. Nikki will not even be sworn in.
I don't stinking care what any of yous say. I'm going under the couch, and yous can't make me come out.
Oh, gee, he's already under the couch. Listen, Zig, the Persuasic Marching Band is already marching to Seaman Whale Square for Nikki's inauguration. Come on, Zig. Please, we can't do this without you.
Told yous, I ain't coming out.
I'm sure the bad guys sent you that cane on purpose to get you so mad you wouldn't show up for the ceremony. Then they can try and take power. Come on, Zig. Don't you care about the fate of our county?
I don't care what you tell me, Fleeglossity. I ain't coming out. My mind's made up. I ain't going. And get off your hands and knees. What are you, praying to me? I'm flattered, but I ain't changing my dopey mind.
Come on, Zig. Ow! He just bit me.
Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. We thank Marisol Rodriguez, Sal Sola, Sandy Sola, Marcelina Ramirez, Rick El Molestoso Rivera, Diane L., Bruni Carino, Tonya Ponte, and Eileen Bean for being generous supporting members through buymeacoffee.com. And thank you for tuning in to Persuasic Radio Unearthly Comedy. We hope you enjoyed traveling to this loopy dimension with us and that you'll come along again. Our new episodes just every Tuesday morning. Please make sure to tell a friend and keep on laughing.
It's a Ganesi thing.